Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
My favorite thing is when I walk in the studio and Tia goes, "I'm fired up!"
I am. I'm locked in. I'm fired up.
What do you... You're fired up about this?
Yeah, there's a list of women go wild for men who do these things, according to psychology. And mainly, there's one that I'm very upset about because I've thrown this one out. I've suggested it before, and I've been turned down in this room, specifically. I've been told, I've been called names.
I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
So do you want me to guess which one it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, we can go through them and see, because Aaron's not in the room right now, so there's no way for us to know. How about we do this? We'll start reading these, and we can, like, kick them around, but
okay.
If you're of the female persuasion, text in to 51059 and tell us if you, quote, go wild, yeah, end quote, for these things.
Yeah, is that a psychological term?
Like, what is go wild?
He's going wild again.
What do you think it means? Like, she wants to have her, like, to me,
yeah,
this is written by a psychology magazine or something. So they're trying to say she gets horny.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I think it's a turn on, yeah.
Because they just don't want to say horny or like get,
so
yeah,
go wild.
So they say go wild. Okay.
Yeah, go primal.
Number one, offering to pick her up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This one is the one that hits hard. Hearts hard, because I've suggested
we're already
this.
On the one
we're
that
on
you
the
don't
one.
Like.
Yeah, this is the one. Number one on the list. And I've said, if you're going out on a date, you got to pick her up.
No, you don't.
You have to pick her up and you have to walk to the door.
Bro.
You can't go out.
Bro.
You can't honk from outside.
Bro. Do you know what year it is?
I do.
They don't want, like, no.
But this, according to, they'll
if
go wild.
If you just matched with somebody on Tinder, on Hinge, on Bumble, on Raya, which I'm still not a member of.
Yeah.
If you're on Raya, please text in and offer to be one of my references to get onto Raya. That'd be great. If I offered to pick him up, they'd be like, what are you doing, creep? Like, you don't...
And that's what I was told. You meet, like, when Aaron goes on her dates, they meet out at a place,
yes,
or they meet at Red Rocks or at a bar, so then you're free to go. But this, according to here, it says it's a considerate move that most people tend to forget. And it shows, if you offer to pick them up, it shows that you're concerned about her safety, and it might make her feel special. So while
you're concerned about her safety... Or lack thereof, if you're a creep. You seem like a creepy guy. I'm just saying.
No, I'm concerned about her safety. I will be a gentleman.
If she doesn't know you, so you could be the reason she's not safe. That's all I'm saying.
Or she could feel special that I'm picking her up.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You can feel safe. Look at me.
No, look at me. That's my point. If I'm not wearing a hat, am I creepier in a hat or without? Because it's kind of skin, it's a horse apiece, right?
Probably without, I guess. So you're
more
just,
creepy?
No, I don't know. I don't think you're creepy.
Well, you are. You're
but I'm
like,
not
this
of
is,
the female persuasion.
I'm wearing a hat right now and cargo pants and a black shirt. I literally am wearing what Dexter wears when he kills people. My daughter, when she sees me in this exact outfit, she says, "Where's your dark passenger?" Which is what Dexter calls his person that serial kills everybody. So
wow.
If
okay.
I showed
so
up that's... at your daughter's door,
okay, yeah,
this feels a little dark because yeah, she's only one.
Quite an age gap.
Isn't the half your age minus 40?
It's something like that.
But I understand. I think because we live in the world we live in, women have had to like up their defenses a lot. So chivalry has taken a backseat. But I think if the situation's right, you're probably accurate. Like it saddens me that something so simple would be something that makes a woman.
I agree. And that's I'm interested for texters to text in, because it also says like she may turn you down if she doesn't feel safe, but she might still appreciate your thoughtfulness. Or will she think you're a creeper? Like, I genuinely want to know. What do you
text to 51059 if you want me to pick you up later? Okay. Here's the other thing, and this is off. This is not on this list, but Katy Perry recently did an interview where, she, like, first off, minister's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor's daughter, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're a little bit wild. She talked about coming downstairs and the kitchen was clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
He lives there. So the kitchen should be clean.
I agree with this. It's a weird thing that people spend so much time arguing about things like the dishes or the vacuuming or whatever chore, devore, that you want to say, because we all live here. We all want a clean house. So let's just do it. Let's stop arguing about it and let's just knock it out.
Katy Perry, minister's daughter, said she came downstairs, kitchen was clean. And so special kisses immediately ensued. Yeah. That's all I'm saying to your point. How effing low is the bar? If I did something I should have done anyway, and now you're so turned on, you can't keep your hands off of me. Guys, the rest of you are failing so hard. Mm-hmm. Like, to just show up at her house in your car that drove you there.
Right.
To put cereal bowls into the dishwasher, right. And she's gonna like
that you ate. They're dirty because of you, anyways. I agree.
Let's keep going.
Let's
opening and holding doors for her.
Yes, this isn't a good one. I actually get in fights with my wife about this because she doesn't always let me get to the door before her, and then so I'm like, she opens the door, and I'm like, you got to let me do it. And she's like, well, you got to walk faster. You got to beat me to it. So it's this back and forth of who's right. Do I have to sprint to the door to beat her there? Or should she have a little more like,
do you
open
a car door?
If we're without the kids, I try to, but no.
Yeah. I do the car door. Car door is big for me.
All the time. It's a good move.
Yeah, but I've gone on dates where there's one person in particular who gets upset. Not upset. They do a shoulder shrug, a head flop back, and an eye roll, because sometimes I have to do what you're describing. I have to like D up. I have to box them out.
Right. Beat her to the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to get
the
up there.
All sports analogies.
Like, we're walking to the car and it's like there's other cars in the way. Well, if she's in my way, I got to move her so that I can get to the door and open it.
And then it feels less gentlemanly at that point when you're...
But it's still gentleman. I feel, using my therapy words, that it's still the thing. I think it just, they don't... Because the bar is so low, they don't know what to do with it. It's like, why are you being this nice to me? And it's like, I'm just trying to keep you from getting your hands dirty. Like, I'm just trying to...
Keeping your car door clean.
I don't like it because I have a Tesla. Okay. If they touch the glass when they're... Okay. It's like, sometimes it's for me. All right, we've only gotten to two of the six things that women go wild for. We'll get to the rest of the list next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are learning how to make women wild.
Mm-hmm. Go wild, according to psychology.
Wait, who gets to prescribe drugs? Is it psychologist or psychiatrist?
I don't know.
Because one of them...
I can't remember.
I think it's psychiatrist, maybe.
It's a highly searched Google search.
Is it really? It's like... Because I... Like, when
psychologists cannot prescribe medication.
Yeah, so these guys aren't the good ones.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just like... I have friends who are shopping...
That's also Google's. Who's the good ones?
Yeah, who's the one? If you're shopping for an Adderall prescription... Who am I going to? So far, the things that make women wild are the bar is so low.
Yeah, very low.
Pick
on
her
the ground.
Up, not like physically, but like drive to her house
mm-hmm.
and open and hold doors for her.
Yeah, which it could kind of just be one. You could kind of combine those and like pick her up and then hold the door when she gets in the car.
Be a human. Yeah. Be, okay, next. I just want to say I have not read ahead, but I just read the next one. Mm. And I'm like, this doesn't get any better. Like, I know that I make everything about me. And I know that's probably a problem. But I'm just saying, again, that I'm out there trying to actively date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am, if you were out there, Tiak, you would be the biggest catch because you are. You do want to hold doors. You do want to come pick them up. You do want to do all the things on this list. But for some reason, the women on these apps are like, please don't pick me up. Please shove me out of the way and not open the door for me. Please don't actively listen while I'm talking. That is number three. Listen while they talk. The bar is set so low. Like, all I'm saying is, if you lucky ladies listening right now were fortunate enough to match with me on Pornhub's dating site.
Catch me in the comments.
Yes. I would, I know it doesn't seem like it. If you listen to this show, it's like you're not going to get a word in edgewise. But, like, I would listen. How is that a thing that has to be pointed out?
I'm sorry, what? Okay, no, I...
A-hole! Okay. I just built you up. Like,
I struggle with this one, if I'm being honest. I struggle. There's phones, I get thinking in my head, and I realize I'm in my head, and I'm not listening.
I think you're lying. I think you're trying to not seem as cool as you are because you don't want to get hit on when you're DJing. You and your wife don't put phones on the table when you eat, right?
No, we don't.
So, you listen.
I try to, yeah. I get it's
what would prevent you from listening if it's not
getting
your phone?
In my own head. So it's like I'm sitting there and it appears that I'm listening, but I'm thinking just my mind's the hamster like, wheel's going. I don't know, just nonsense.
Like if I pick up the dishes, will she Katy Perry me later? Is that what you're doing?
There's a lot of that.
Okay. Next is messaging or calling after the first date.
Mm. See, this is always I thought this was bad because I used to kind of do this. But it comes off kind of desperate or pathetic or whatever. You're supposed to be cool, be
Are
calm.
You?
Wait a little bit. Seem a
I'm
little disinterested.
Because I'm going to tell you this. I have definitely done this. And like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in playing a game.
I don't either.
Like if we had like apps and a couple glasses of wine somewhere. And when I left, I was like, damn, I'm going to text you right then. I'm going to be like, are you close? Can we make out? I mean, maybe not that.
Yeah.
Probably just a PP pick or something.
Okay.
Yeah, like, right?
I've gotten those texts.
Yeah. Like the other
I'm
night.
I'm not close, but I can drive. Where are you? Send a location.
Last time we were at the Griff, I sent you a little. No, but I mean, I feel like the game is so overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't text till tomorrow, but not first thing tomorrow, but not at lunch. Cause then it seems like you're just doing that. You only think of her and like, so when's the right time?
Right. I think you're so right. The game's so overplayed. That even if you are, like you're saying, just genuine and like, I want you to know I had a great time tonight. I'd love to
that
see you again.
That was great. I loved it.
But that feels like part of the game. It's like, oh, now you're doing a move or you're doing the anti-game move where you're doing the opposite. And it's like, no, I'm just trying to be genuine.
I just
genuine.
Really like you.
Yeah. So how do you make it genuine? I don't know. I agree. Just be honest. Be honest and open and text whenever you want.
All right. There's two more things. And I feel like, again, I do all of these things,
mm-hmm.
and yet no one will date me. Why have I made this about me?
You're a catch.
Give honest compliments. This is the only one I don't do.
You don't?
I don't.
Why not?
When was the last time I complimented you?
Mm.
Okay, I complimented your new hair.
Yeah.
I did do that.
My hair, yeah. And then every once in a while, you compliment my skin, which is always nice to hear. You're the only person who does it, weirdly enough.
I just don't. But like, when I'm out on a date, it feels... I know I just said I don't want to play the game, but I also don't want to come off as desperate. But if somebody's like, I've been on a date with somebody, I'm just like, my God, your mouth is perfect. But can you say that?
That one.
Because it feels like mouth sexual,
yeah,
mouth
it feels...
kiss, mouth, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, why can't I? It's like, I can't stop staring at your mouth. Like you have perfect teeth and like.
Yeah, I don't know. So do you just don't give any compliments? Like do you lesser a compliment? Like this says give an honest compliment. Do you give a fake compliment?
I don't give compliments,
just period.
In fact, I do the opposite. Do you remember I told you my first wife, the first time that I picked her up, I asked her if she wanted to attend like a premiere of a nightclub with me. And I picked her up. And
nice, good. That's one of the things.
I picked her up at work, so whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So I pulled my car up, and she was, and I ran around. I opened her car door, and I was like, "Oh, we're actually going to like a gala, not a strip club." I married her.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that?
Wow. I don't know.
Immediately divorced her 9 months later.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.